Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh Arf Clark, and there's Charles Ruff Bryant, and Jerry, oh no, Roland is out there somewhere too. And you put us all together. You have a really weird Scottish-type mystery for the short stuff.
That's right. The mystery of the Overton Bridge.
That was great. You suddenly turned into like a character that the Scooby-Doo gang would meet toward the beginning of the episode who'd set everything up for them.
You know, when we did our tour of Edinburgh.
Embra.
I met a dog there. I met a very kind lady on a walk through town, and she was walking her dog that looked sort of pit bullish. Mm-hmm. And she was just so friendly, and I love that accent, so I'll do anything to get them to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And so I engaged her and her dog, and I went, oh, what's the breed? And she went, oh, just a wee Staffy. Staffordshire Terrier.
That was great. I remember you telling that story because you were saying that you were missing your dogs because that was toward the end of that tour.
Yeah, I had to get my fix.
I remember hearing about that dog.
But this dog did not leap to its death.
No, which is good. Probably because it was nowhere near Dumbarton, Scotland. Or maybe Dumbarton. Let's go with Dumbarton.
Probably Dumbarton.
Not Dumbarton. Dumb American is more like it.
Exactly.
Dumbarton, Scotland. Yeah, that's way better. There is a bridge there, the Overton Bridge, like you were saying, and it's really beautiful. It's made of stone.
It's nice.
Very ornate. It's not the longest bridge you'll ever see. It's pretty short, actually, and it's fairly low. But it does cross a substantial gap, something like 12 meters or about 50 feet. Drop into a ravine, a little stream with rocks and all sorts of stuff below it. So there's a good reason for that bridge. And it's also not the oldest bridge in the world. I think in the mid-19th century, it was built to connect this estate that had just been built there, Overton House, to the rest of the town. So it was a pretty useful bridge too. But it is now considered, widely considered, a haunted, supernatural death bridge by the locals in Dumbarton.
Yeah, and namely because of the weird thing that has happened dating back to the 1950s, at least as far as we know. Mm-hmm. There have been many cases, and we don't know how many. I've seen there was a terrible website that said 600, but and I was going to read some of it actually, but then I felt bad because it was in very broken English.
Okay.
It was either a bot writing it, or it was someone who doesn't speak good English.
Well, we have a good 20 or 30 years before you need to empathize with bots.
Okay. It was pretty funny, though. But they reckoned about 600. Other people have said in the 100. Some people say fewer. But dogs leaping off of this bridge, evidently unleashed. I mean,
yeah.
This is a very easy way to stop this. I mean, that's right. Kind of the elephant in the room.
Right.
But I guess, you know, it's a quaint bridge and it looks like a pretty lovely small town. So maybe people can just walk around with their dogs off leash. But these dogs leaping that 50 feet and many of them dying, many of them suffering bad injuries. Mm-hmm. Supposedly one of them jumped from the bridge, survived and ran up and jumped off again.
Man.
Which is just crazy.
That second time's on the owner, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know, jump
sure.
from bridge once, shame on you. Second time, shame on me, the dog owner.
That's right.
I saw in the New York Times article on this that they seem to think that there is at least 50 that have been definitely documented. So this isn't just like local legend. Like this is known to happen. This actually happens. These dogs are jumping to their deaths off of this bridge. And it's a really weird thing that no one has been able to explain, and we won't be able to explain it. But in 2010, the Dumbarton Council, the town council, contacted a behaviorist, an animal behaviorist named David Sands, and said, "Hey, can you come help figure this out? Because we're actually a fairly superstitious town. And right now, the prevailing theory is that it's the White Lady of Overton, the ghost of the widow of the son of the guy who built Overton House, that's causing these dogs to jump. And it's giving the White Lady of Overton a bad name, because why would she want to do that?"
Yeah, why would she want to have all these dogs die by their own paw?
I don't know. Maybe she just always thought dogs were just so stupid. So now, in death, she's amusing herself by making them jump.
All right, well, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk about...
Wait, no, that was a terrible cliffhanger. Let's say something happy and positive instead. Rainbow bright. Okay. Go ahead.
We'll be right back and talk about David Sands right after this.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Alrighty, so they bring this animal expert over there, David Sands. Mm-hmm. He visits this bridge. I love how this article says he concluded first that the dogs weren't doing this on purpose. It's like, yeah, I think suicide is uniquely human, if I'm not mistaken.
He earned his money right out of the gate.
Someone will probably prove me wrong. There's probably some animal that does this, but certainly not dogs.
Well, don't even bother writing in with lemmings, everybody, because we debunked that years ago.
That's right. So he had a couple of things to say, one of which was that the way the bridge is built and the part of it has to do with the tapered edges of the bridge. Mm-hmm. Part of it has to do, apparently, I saw somewhere else, of the foliage around it creates a little bit of an optical illusion that looks like you may be able to just run right off this bridge onto ground. Mm-hmm. I was surprised when I looked at the bridge. I thought they were slipping through a trestle or something on ground level, but it's, you know, it's a wall. Like, they have to jump up and over this thing.
Right.
Which is totally on the owner.
No, totally. It is, like you said, like the dogs that are the victims of this are the same dogs that belong to people who like to show off how cool their dogs are, that they don't need to be on a leash, that kind of thing.
Right.
But the dogs, like, inevitably go up and, like, approach another dog or get too close to somebody who's scared of dogs. It never ends very well. But, yeah, the dog does have to jump over this wall into a 50-foot drop below.
Right. The second thing that he came up with was, he said, I think that it could be possibly just some of these smells down there driving these dogs crazy, of mm-hmm. these animals. He reckoned it was mink urine. I did see where one local hunter said, you know, there's no mink around here.
Oh, really?
That's what one local hunter said. But then an official, like an animal, I don't know who the official body for animal, I don't know if it was rescue or just preservation or something.
The SPCA.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh. The Scottish SPCA.
All right. Well, I think it was an official from there did say that where these dogs are jumping specifically on the bridge, he said there are lots of mice, squirrel, and mink nests. So mm-hmm. they refuted this hunter, at least.
Yeah. So the theory from Sands, and Sands also points out that the dogs that are jumping are by and large dogs with long noses that are scent dogs, scenting dogs, hunting dogs, yeah. that they would be more prone to pick up on a bunch of scents or respond to a bunch of scents, like mink, especially mink urine, and that that combined with this potential optical illusion that there is flat ground right on the other side of this wall is what's causing these dogs to jump.
That's probably what it is. Apparently, they even did a little testing, and mink urine just makes these dogs crazy.
So here's the thing. Like, yeah, that would seem like the most logical, reasonable explanation. But then the next question you have is, why is it just this one bridge? Why is that not a thing all over Scotland or all over the world, wherever there's mink or there's... you know, whatever kind of animal is going to set off a certain kind of dog. Like, what is it about this one bridge that doesn't fully like dismiss Sand's theory. It just suggests that there's some weird combination of things here that we haven't quite put our finger on yet.
Yeah, totally. You did mention the White Lady of Overton haunting the place. Mm-hmm. There is also another kind of story/theory. That in 1994, there was a man, and this is just terrible, a 32-year-old father threw his baby off of this bridge because he thought his baby was the Antichrist.
Right.
The baby died the next day, and the father was committed to an institution, obviously mentally ill. And some people say that they're jumping from the same spot that this man threw his baby from, but this was in 1994. It's been happening since the 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of like an eerie addendum almost, you know?
I think so.
You know, or some people I think like, oh, it is supernatural and this man was responding to the same thing the dogs are. And the Celts actually, who used to live in the area, actually had a name for this kind of thing. They called it a thin place, which is where the spirit world and our world kind of overlapped, where the fabric between the two was thinnest, which is pretty interesting. And then there's, in that supernatural camp, there's an author named Paul Owens, who wrote The Baron of Rainbow Bridge. And from what I can tell, Owens' book basically says, and also you have to see the cover of this thing. it's adorable, but also like insane. Like he photoshopped dogs jumping like in midair and made it look like they're jumping off the bridge. And for some reason, Vladimir Putin is dressed like a stage musician in the magician in the background. It's a very odd cover of a book.
I'm looking now. That's weird.
So, doesn't that guy look like Putin?
He sort of does.
But from what I can surmise, Paul Owens' thing is he's kind of mashed up the Rainbow Bridge thing.
Yeah.
With, which is, I guess, what pets follow into the afterlife.
Yeah.
With, like, real life. And somehow suicide. Like, I guess he thinks, like, the dogs are actually purposely taking their lives. And like you said at the outset, that's a human thing. That's exclusively human. Because from what we know, we're the only ones who can conceive of what a life is. And so, therefore, we're the only ones who can think of, like, ending that life. You know what I'm saying? Like, dogs, as far as we know, dogs and other animals are not capable of that.
What do you think of the whole Rainbow Bridge thing?
I don't know anything about it. You've mentioned it before. It ended up in the book, I think, was where I first ever saw it, and I haven't seen it. Is it a book, a kid's book?
No, I actually don't know the origin. I just know that that's something that some people say, like, your pet has gone over the Rainbow Bridge or whatever. I don't subscribe. Obviously, it's not supposed to be real, but it's a little kind of goofy and hoo-hoo for me. But if that's your thing and that makes you feel better and stuff, I'm certainly not making fun of it. It's just, it's not for us.
I gotcha. So I have no opinion about Rainbow Bridge, but don't get me started on Rainbow Bright. You got anything else?
I got nothing else.
So the mystery remains, which is our kind of thing. We love that. Hopefully you do too, and that means everybody that Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.